KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us, we've got the big kahuna, the top dog. We've got the big guy. From Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, the CEO, Jason Kronk. Hey, Jason.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Good. I set you up. All right. Now,
yes.
Show us how smart you are.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. Oh, boy. Well, let's begin by talking about how things are going right now at Emmanuel Lutheran.
Well, I can think of just one word that I can sum up how I feel about things going at Emmanuel, and that is joy. Joy, joy, joy. And that's how I feel. And that's how our residents feel at the villas that just moved in here last year. We have 36 new villa apartments that opened last fall, and we have about 60 people that are now calling Emmanuel Lutheran home that a year ago didn't live with us, and they just continue to be happy. It's like Christmas all year. They're just discovering new things and having a good time together. So I feel all across campus we have full occupancy, and that's really important that we're serving a community need with our assisted living, with our memory support neighborhood. And our nursing home would be full, but we've really been challenged with finding certified nursing assistants. That's really been a challenge across the valley. All the nursing homes are really having a tough time with recruiting new specifically certified nursing assistants, and that's if we had more of them, we would be full for sure. But it's been a big challenge for us there.
I want to stop you here just a minute and move over to the villas and understand the difference between living in the villas and perhaps Buffalo Hill Terrace.
Well, they're all connected. The villas are part of Buffalo Hill Terrace, and they are independent living residences. The villas are independent living residences. Buffalo Terrace is both independent living residences and assisted living residences, so it's kind of a hybrid. That is the original building, Buffalo Terrace. We opened 31 years ago, and it's been a place for both independent and assisted living. So those are the biggest differences. There's also the way that someone moves into Buffalo Hill Terrace. It's a rental agreement, so it's a month-to-month rent. When someone moves into the villas, they pay an upfront entrance fee, and then they pay a monthly fee as well. But they have a different contract that really leverages the full continuum of Emmanuel Lutheran, so that they will have preferred pricing in our assisted living and in our lodge or in the nursing home or in the post-acute. They actually get 30 days of free lifetime health care should they need that, or if they and when they might need that. So there are some differences between the villa contract and our rental contract that is just straightly, you know, month to month.
All right. I just wanted to try to understand that a little bit, and I've got a little better understanding anyway. I guess if you're really interested, you need to talk to folks up at Buffalo Hill Terrace, and they'll really explain it to you and show it to you.
Yeah. No, it's been really popular. People have been coming constantly to get tours and to see our new campus, the new offerings, mm-hmm. and to put a deposit down for a future opening when that and if that becomes available.
I want to also talk with you about something you hit on at CNAs, yeah. Certified Nursing Assistants. You are offering CNAs something very special.
Well, we have a number of things. You know, first of all, to attract the best, you want to be able to pay the best. And so we've recently raised our wages to start our CNAs at $15 an hour, and that's much higher than it was even a few years ago. So we're mm-hmm. trying to attract the best and to retain the best. And so everyone has that benefit now with the new higher wages. And we're trying to attract someone from the community that can just come off the street, who wants to help. And we want to make it easier for them to become a CNA. And so just this month, we're launching an online CNA training program where someone can come to Emmanuel. We'll pay for them to take this course online on their own time. And in a month, they can become eligible to take the test to become a certified nursing assistant versus if they go to the college, that program takes about 4 months. So we're trying to make it a lot easier for someone to become a certified nursing assistant and be able to work for us And we're really excited about launching that just here in October.
So you'll help people actually enter the field.
Enter the field, remove barriers. Okay. So
what if they decide they want to go further with their education?
Well, we have opportunities where we want to promote our staff to grow professionally, and those that want to continue, we have a couple of different options. Emmanuel has an Emmanuel Foundation that raises money to help our staff through scholarships continue their education. And so three times a year, staff that work for us apply for scholarships, and they generally are awarded because they're usually in good standing and are working hard, and we can help them pay for their school through our foundation and the scholarships they offer. We also will pay for them if an LPN wants to become an RN. We will pay for every semester that we pay for their school. We ask that they give us a year of commitment to work for us so someone can technically have their school paid for and continue working for us. And it's a win-win for both of us.
Well, that's the best of both worlds. You get your education paid for and you got a job afterwards.
It's so important to find good people. And so yeah, we want to do what we can to attract good people.
That's true. I wanted to get into that. And thank you for doing that. I know I kind of varied off the agenda here, but we also want to ask you a little bit about the upcoming annual meeting.
So every year, Emmanuel Lutheran has an annual meeting where we call all of the churches that we're affiliated with. We've been affiliated with the ELCA Lutheran Church, and we've just recently changed our bylaws to open it to all churches. And so any church in our valley that would like to become a member can do so by just contacting me, and we can have them go through the process to becoming a member. It doesn't cost anything. We serve all faiths at Emmanuel Lutheran Community, and so we'd like to have more church membership from across our valley. And so we'll meet this Sunday with 40 churches that we call and their delegates, and we'll provide them with an update on how things are going at Emmanuel for the past year and what they can look forward to.
This is just a great, always is a great conversation with the CEO of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Jason Kronk. More with Jason, and we'll talk priorities at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities next.
So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance. Surround yourself with majesty and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
And we have the CEO, Jason Kronk, with us from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. So let's talk about your top priorities.
Well, as I mentioned, we've really been focused on recruiting staff and retaining staff across campus. We employ about 300 employees, full and part-time, that provide care and services to about 300 people that live on our campus in different levels of living all across our campus. So recruiting good staff is really our biggest priority, and it's been a challenge this year. It's been I've been the CEO for Emmanuel for about 6.5 years, and over the last several months, it's really been difficult, not only for CNAs, but also for wait staff. You know, we offer a restaurant quality style dining service, tableside service. Everything's cooked to order. We don't have a holding kitchen. It's very, very well received. In fact, our dining program has had the highest satisfaction of all the departments from our residents and families year over year, and also from our staff. So our dining program has been a high performing dining program, but it's finding the wait staff that can help us provide that service to our residents when they come in the dining room with their families and their guests. That's been a surprise. It's just taken us a lot longer. Every year, we have a lot of young people that go off to college in August, and this year it's just been a little bit more difficult to find those new kids to come back and work for us, or new people to come back and work for us. So
one thing that's neat about working there is that you got daytime hours.
Well, it's our dining program, if you're working there, you know, what I like to say is we have a high repeat customer. Okay.
Yeah.
And so, and the hours are very attractive. And that's what's been attractive for, I know the cooks that work for us and our chef, they like that their dining room is over about 8 or 9 at night and they don't have to work late at night. So the hours are very attractive compared to other restaurants that they've come from. In the valley. So that's a quality of life. They can go home at night, be with their family, where they've been missing that part of their life. So we see and hear that a lot from the people that come from the restaurants to work for us.
Let's talk about some other priorities.
Well, some other priorities we're focused on right now. Medicare has changed the way it's reimbursing nursing homes across the country. First time in I can't tell you how long. So it's a big change. So we've been spending a lot of time educating our staff on the new reimbursement for Medicare and how it's different and how we're to assess residents when they come in. And so for the past year, that's been a big focus on training, educating our staff on Medicare reimbursement, but also just on compliance with the regulations that continue to change also in our nursing homes specifically. So focusing on those initiatives, as well as we're in the process as an organization of renewing our strategic plan. And that includes our board of directors and our leadership team, and really spending time to be educated about what's happening across America as our society is aging, and what are different communities like Emmanuel doing to meet that changing demographic as people as the need continues to grow. So we're in the midst of renewing that strategic plan for what we can do to help be a big resource to our community. That's been the history of Emmanuel Lutheran, where we've continually tried to respond to a community need, and over 62 years we've been growing to what we are today. But the next question is, what's next? And so
you're just about landlocked up where you are now.
We are landlocked, and so exploring partnerships and ways that we can grow off campus. You know, we've talked to a number of developers in the area who would like to have some sort of senior living community on their development, and so we continue to just have a lot of discussions with people who would like to have an operator operate a senior living community that meets a community need that could be an Emmanuel community. We are also looking at a way that we can provide an Emmanuel at home option, so that someone stays at home, we can go to their home, and people can feel comfortable knowing that if something does happen to them, that we have their back, that we'll guarantee that they have a place in our continuum if they needed some sort of support.
Now, you're a guy with a tremendous amount of insight into this industry. You've been doing it for a long time. What would you love to do that you think would be maybe we can't do right away? What's something you would love to see happen?
I think
if you could add your wish of wishes.
You mean in our local market here?
Yeah.
What we
mm-hmm.
could do? I'm really excited about how we can meet people in their own home and try to have them be connected to our campus, but yet have the comfort of their home where they can continue to stay there safely and to continue to grow. I think that meets a need for people that may never want to move to Emmanuel, but just want that security of knowing that we have their back. It may also meet a need of affordable housing, which continues to grow, where they don't have to put up a large sum of money to move into a nice community. They can stay in their home and still have the benefits of being access or a member of a community like Emmanuel Lutheran. I think technology is going to, we still don't understand how technology is going to impact this tremendous changing demographic of 10,000 Americans turning 70 every day. And that demographic is 2.5 million people today. And that in the next 10 years, that jumps up to 4.5 million, more than we've ever seen in our society. And it stays at that high level. So we're going to see a change in our society. Montana is the fifth oldest state in our country. It's a huge concern, or something that we need to be talking about and preparing for. Next year, the Census Bureau predicts that 1 in 5 Montanans will be over the age of 65. So that's 20% of Montanans. So we're far ahead of other states as far as growing older. And so I think we need to be talking about ways that we can be ready for this change that's coming upon us.
And that leads us into our next session, and that would be about advocacy. And we'll do that right after this.
Once you've partially recovered and released from the hospital, you need to rehabilitate prior to returning home. But the last place you want to be is in a facility that feels like one. Yet the services available are crucial for your recovery. The Retreat at Buffalo Hill is the perfect blend of both comfort, privacy, and technical services for a proper recovery. The Retreat also features the nation's only anti-gravity treadmill. And being an extension of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, with their focus on promoting whole person wellness, that means that you're going to have plenty to do while you recover. For more information, or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, please call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Emmanuel Lutheran CEO Jason Kronk is with me. And, you know, the statistic you gave, and I remember this coming up about 10 years ago, we were saying that every day in America, 10,000 people turn 65.
Uh-huh.
And I just realized that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Now it's every 10 years, or every day, 10,000 people turning 70.
Yeah.
Is that going to happen 10 years from now, or 10,000 people a day turning 80?
Yeah, that's the demographic. That baby boomer demographic is what is really changing, and it's going to get even higher. So it's going to double. So let's say today it's 10,000 turning 70. In about 5 to 8 years, it's going to be 20,000 turning 70. Because the demographic is as people get older, that lead of the demographic will be 75.
So that group behind me is bigger than the group I'm in.
Totally. Whew. So it's just amazing, and we don't yet, I think, understand how it's going to impact our society, and that's what we're trying to navigate, is how can we be a resource for our community as they're growing older. And one of the biggest needs we have is affordable housing. Trying to find ways for people to live comfortably as they get older and safely.
And that's one of the things, too, is that people who are 70 are still in the workforce more than ever before.
Right.
And probably people 75 are going to be still in the workforce, too.
Yeah.
But their employability is growing less because there's the constant desire for younger, more youthful people working in the workplace. So it's going to be tougher to find jobs. Those jobs aren't going to pay as much. And even people who are going to be still working when they're 75 years old are going to need something to help them live, because they're not going to command the wages they did when they were 50.
Right. No, it's a huge concern. And how do we deal with that is the big question. And I think technology is going to play a role in terms of having someone live safely in their home and being able to be monitored or connected, because social isolation is a big concern when you stay in your home. And so there's ways that people are starting to develop ways for us to be connected socially as much as you can through technology. And also just companionship. Japan has put together a new robot doll that has a very lifelike face, and they're using that as a way to be a companion for someone living alone in their home. But companionship and isolation are probably the biggest challenges to this demographic as people age and stay in their home. So I think these are real concerns, but there's a lot of activity in this space trying to figure out how we can support our citizens as they get older.
It's pretty hard to realize that somebody like me who's 70, okay? I mean, I don't feel 70. I don't look like it. I don't act like it. I work like I did when I was in my 40s and 30s.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, I'm not going to be able to do that anymore.
Right.
I don't know what that point is, but when I reach that point, things are going to change dramatically in my life. And I've got a lot of friends that are in that same boat.
Yeah, you know, there's studies that talk about these interests that people in their 70s have. When they're in their 70s, they are active in their community. They're giving back. They're on boards. They're civic-minded. That's a very common, engaged kind of time of your life. And it's funny, as you turn 80 and you get in your 80s, kind of tired of being on those boards. I don't want to cook anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's when we start to see more people looking for places like Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, is that change in their life where they're just ready to have someone else help with their, you know, housekeeping and some of the things they don't have to worry about.
But they're not quite ready for assisted living. They're not quite ready for, skilled nursing or anything like that.
Not at all. And Montanans are hardy folks. That's not uncommon for me to meet someone in their 90s who's not quite ready yet to move in. And I look at them and I say, if not now, when? This is the time that you should be looking. But they're surprising how many older Montanans are living alone at home, but they're very active, and it's something that they've just been able to do. But it's not for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so
what are we doing as far as advocacy?
Well, advocacy happens on many fronts, and we are fortunate. Emmanuel's a fortune. I'm serving on a work group right now as we look to change the way we reimburse nursing homes with Medicaid on a state level. I'm part of a work group that has the ability to change the rules and how we reimburse nursing homes. And I think it's just a wonderful time for me to be able to say the system's not reimbursing us accurately. And so I think we're going to see a better Medicaid reimbursement system for nursing homes. And so we're advocating on a state level for those types of initiatives. But I think also there's opportunities to advocate for other programs. We saw in the last session for Montana, we should in Washington, they had a 529 plan for their state people to start contributing to help pay for their long-term care needs. And I thought that sounded like a great idea that perhaps Montana should do as well. So maybe there's some opportunities here we can promote on the state level to advocate for our future and position our state. We really suffer across the state with labor. And I was just at the Montana Hospital Association CEO retreat, and with all the hospital CEOs, I'm the long-term care member of the board on the Montana Hospital Association, and so representing and advocating for all Montana long-term care organizations. We talked about how we're just, stealing from each other. It's really a numbers problem. And so we think advocating for, if it's the temporary visas that we currently see in our valley in the summer, we see a lot of temporary visas for hotels and restaurants. I think we're going to have to look to temporary visas for maybe CNAs to bring in more people. It's a numbers problem. We need more people in our state just to be able to provide the services that we need. So I think advocating for some unique things that that Montana hasn't had to experience, maybe even for licensed nurses. And we haven't had a problem with recruiting licensed nurses, but if we do, there are programs for a visa program where you can pay to have licensed nurses from other countries relocated here to help us meet a need that we currently can't find locally.
Well, we can't ever get a conversation with you that lasts just 15 minutes.
Is it over?
Oh, way over.
Okay.
So what? It's been so good. Thank you so much. What a great conversation.
Thanks, John. Glad to be here.
The CEO of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Jason Cronk.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.